Hello, I am from France. This is the most amazing podcast ever, The Football Sack.
The Football Sack.
Hello. Welcome to the Football Sack podcast, The Sack on Sunday. My name is Matt Greenlaw. I'm the editor of thefootballsack.com. Joining me in the studio today is the one and only Supernova. Hello to you, sir.
Hello. As you can tell, we have cleared out any form of goats from the studio, but we do have chipmunks in
here.
We've
replaced them with chipmunks.
We're improving each week. This week we've got chipmunks, so bring it on.
And also cleared out of the studio this week is Michael Rochek, and he's recovering.
Goodbye, Mikey.
Oh, not goodbye. Just for this end. We'll see you later
next week.
Yeah. He's recovering from last night's match in which Sydney FC, our team, Pete, we got a 1-0 win over Melbourne Victory. And we're going to get on the line in just a moment. James Parkinson from Victory Cast Podcast. And that's the official, well, unofficial podcast
I like
for
to call
Melbourne
it the
Victory.
Official unofficial podcast for the Melbourne
official
Victory.
Unofficial podcast from the Melbourne Victory. So we'll get on to James in just a moment. We're going to talk about all the games. And not just the one that we're most passionate about, the Sydney win over Melbourne Victory, but all the A-League games. We'll also have a look at what's on the Football Sack website at the moment. But Pete Novakovsky, your first impression on the game last night?
My first impression was quite simple. Who were the team playing in blue? Because it was not Sydney FC. They were attacking, they were passing, and it looked pretty football. That was not Sydney FC.
I really enjoyed it, and it was a great time to bring along some friends, some first-timers to the game, and my housemate came along. Dave, hope you enjoyed the game. I brought a Newcastle Jets fan along. I managed to coax one of those guys from up the coast all up along to the game, so that was good. He was a bit disappointed that Sydney won because that puts them in a bad position, the Newcastle Jets. A bit.
Understandable, you know. Understandable.
But all in all, fantastic game to watch. There was 18,180 people there. Congrats to everyone who came along and everyone who brought people to the game. We're going to chat now to James Parkinson from Victory Cast Podcast.
Let's get him on the phone right now.
I like the Skype noises. It's dialing.
And we're on the line. Thank you very much for joining us, James, from Victory Blog or Victory Cast, whichever you would like to be called at the present time. Thank you very much for joining us on the Football Sack on Sunday podcast.
My pleasure.
Now, James, let's go right into it. You must be disappointed this morning. Us as Sydney fans, we thought we'd call you up post-game. We didn't know which way this would go. It could have been us being quite upset, or it could have been yourself. And it is you. You're upset.
Yeah, it's been a long season, you know. I kind of hoped that we'd come out last night and just put in some kind of performance where we could show a bit of spirit and a bit of heart. But, you know, unfortunately we couldn't do that, and it's been the same throughout the whole season.
If you were showing a bit of heart, you might have been backing the wrong team, mate.
Yeah, bit of a pun there. But...
oh, there's been plenty of puns
Boom
throughout
dish.
The season.
Welcome to the Football Sack podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll realise that we're not the most professional podcast out there. There are some more professional ones. And you and I, or the Football Sack podcast and Victory Cast podcast, which is your baby, we're both nominated, I believe, for the FFDU Awards.
That's correct. First year for us, so looking forward to it.
Oh, mate.
We're up for the competition, yeah, okay? We're game like... for it. Bring it on. We're ready to punch on if it comes to that. But we are going to win, I'm sure of it. But you guys can... pretty close. You guys have an awesome podcast. I have to say, even as a Sydney fan, I listen to your show. So keep up the awesome work, mate.
Thanks for that.
Great to be nominated. We've got it already. Yeah. We've got the award from last year. Do you think you can take it out? What makes your podcast different? We'll give you a little time to spruik your show and for people to vote for your Victory Cast over the Football Sack podcast.
Well, despite this disappointment to the season, Melbourne Victory are the biggest club in the A-League. And we have the only podcast for Victory, so you know, why not? We've got the biggest fan base, so if everyone gets on board and votes for us, we could knock you guys off for sure.
Let's talk a bit about the game last night. Victory, it wasn't their best performance of the season, is it? Jim Magilton, it's come out in the past week that he's now, points wise, done worse than former coach Mehmet Durakovic. What's going on there?
Well, you know, he's been brought in to do a job, and he hasn't done that. He had a bit more experience than Mehmet Durakovic, but he just doesn't have the time to really get this team playing. You know, he came in and drew his first game, and, you know, it took him a few weeks to get a win. against the Mariners, and that was, you know, one positive we could see throughout the end of January and start of Feb, that we kind of started playing a little bit better, and we're hoping that, something could come of that. But he just hasn't had that enough time to really to bring in the players that he wanted. He got a couple of lone players. Milligan was good for us, but Lozada as well wasn't too bad. But coming in halfway through the season is always, you know, very difficult for a manager, and he just hasn't had that impact. And, you know, I guess in the words of Drakovic, what can you do?
Do you think that's it? Do you think it's just time, or do you possibly think that Jim Middleton lacks the tactical nous to form a good team should he take the coaching job next year?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? I mean, I think if he is given time to build a squad and given a full pre-season, he could possibly be good enough. But on the other hand, he was brought in to do a job and he failed. And if you're going to get rid of a championship-winning coach like Merrick, how can you justify reappointing an interim coach who has pretty much done the same, if not worse than Drakovic?
What's the kind of feeling, I guess, around the Victory fans down in Melbourne? Do they want to see Middleton stay on for another year and give him a shot to build his own team, or do they want him out now?
I think a lot of people want him gone. I'm personally a bit split on it. I can see the positives in him sticking around. He's got a lot more experience, and, you know, who are we going to get? You know, Middleton's appointment just came out of nowhere. So I'm sure there are people lining up for the job, but, you know, how much quality is out there? And a lot of people think we should go with someone local, because if someone from overseas can't do better, then, you know, why not give someone, you know, from the VPL, say, a chance? But a lot of the fans are just really frustrated at the moment. We expect better, and we should get better. You know, we deserve a team that will fight for, you know, fight for the shirt. And this season, it's just been really lackluster. So everyone's pretty angry and just kind of want this season to be over with, and, you know, hopefully move on and try and rebuild next season.
Looking at some of the coaches from the VPL, we've got a good friend of the Football Sack, Arthur Pappas, who is always a name on that shortlist who could be considered for the job. And there's also, for instance, Frank Farina, who still doesn't have a job. Whether or not either of those two would be a decent fit at Melbourne is another thing. But we saw that he took a top goal-scoring striker in Carlo Solazano and turned him into a guy who would just play in the youth league. Jim Middleton started using him. Do you think that Solazano is a decent fit to stay at Victory?
Well, when he was at Brisbane, well, he scored 10 goals, I think, for the season. But he's, you know, a bit of a goal poacher. I think we need someone who's more of an out-and-out striker, because Archie Thompson's not getting any younger. So I think we need someone to come in who's going to score a bag of goals for us each season. And he's only on 1 year loan deal, which expires this year, so by the end of the season. So.
And we saw that last night with Archie Thompson. He's not getting any younger. He was a bit slow on the ball last night.
Yeah, well, when you lob the ball up to him, a few long balls, and expect him to chase it, you're not going to get much out of him. It's not how he likes to play. He likes the ball at his feet, and he likes to run at defenders. So.
And sorry, James, just I'm going to pull Pete Supernova up on something just before you. Pete, you said that Frank Farina would be a good fit at Melbourne Victory.
Are you serious? It could happen.
Frank Farina is not a good fit at any A-League club ever in the future,
would
mate.
You rather have Branko Cilena? That's even worse.
I would rather have Cilena.
At least
either
he works on like $50 a week.
I think they're
or
a package deal now, the Cilenas, aren't they?
I think you do. What do you think, James? Should you take Jason and Branko Cilena?
Never been a fan of either of them, so...
Cool,
no,
so it looks like we're unanimous on this decision.
Unanimous? No.
No. Thank you.
Last night, there was a bit of kerfuffle in the Melbourne Victory away bay. I'm not sure if you're aware, James, but there was a few Melbourne fans throwing chairs, and one of them almost hit our man in goals, Ivan Nevchevsky. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't at all. How do you throw chairs? Aren't they bolted down?
They are bolted down. I guess you'll have to ask the Victory fans how they managed to pull them out.
A couple of chairs went missing. Basically, they decided they were going to kick the chairs and ripped them off.
I saw one flying at the head of Ivan Nevchevsky. It came about 3 metres short, but then the cops were all over it.
Well, you know, I don't condone that kind of behaviour.
Oh, neither do we.
Neither do we.
It's funny, but we don't condone it at all.
That's horrible to see.
I'm glad we agree as Melbourne Victory fans and Sydney FC fans here uniting for one of the first times on the Football Sack podcast. And isn't that great? We're competition podcast-wise at the Footy Fans Down Under Awards, and we're competition on the pitch as well. Yeah. Isn't it great?
We are football.
Exactly, exactly.
Well put, well put. Now, I wanted to move into that penalty from the game between Sydney and Melbourne. Carol Kissel scoring that penalty, but Bruno is the one who was pulled down because of it. I say it's a penalty. Matt isn't too sure. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, it's kind of a situation that happens, you know, so often in football. It's just whether or not the referee picks it up. And this time, you know, he didn't. He called it. I guess you could say it's a penalty. If it wasn't called, you could have just let it go. I mean, it's one of those kind of borderline decisions. But with our luck this season, it's no surprising that it got called.
I've kind of come around to the fact that it was a penalty. Pete has convinced me it was a penalty. I'm happy to take it, happy to take the 1-0 win, and happy to talk to you about Sydney FC winning a game. James, we're going to have to leave it there. We're going to move on and talk some other A-League games. But thank you for joining us on the show.
Not a problem.
James Parkinson there from VictoryCast Podcast. If you haven't already, check out his podcast on iTunes. Just type in VictoryCast.
For the latest news, opinion, match reports, and for more on the A-League, head to our website at thefootballsack.com.
And we're back. We're going to talk some more A-League football now. Specifically, Melbourne Heart and Wellington Phoenix. We've played a bit of a game over the past couple of weeks. Oh, well, last week we didn't get to play the game. It was there was no one there to play the game.
Yeah.
And that game is called The Rub of the Green. This song, I'll put it down a bit, Pete. There we go. Yeah. Just a bit of mood.
Yeah.
This song is called Rub of the Green. Who's it by?
It's by Tom Lagana Group performing Rub of the Green. So
I don't know who they are.
No idea who they are, but it's an awesome song. It's a good vibe.
It's a good vibe. The Rub of the Green. So Peter Green, the referee, he was officiating the Melbourne Heart versus Wellington Phoenix game. Phoenix, I believe, they had the Rub of the Green. Now, Andrew Durante, he was lucky to avoid a straight red for a studs-up tackle on Jonathan Germano.
Germano.
As was Manny Muscat. He was also lucky. He raised a hand on Mate Dugunjic in the fiery aftermath. Yes, that game ending in a 1-1 draw there. Wellington Phoenix, obviously lucky. They got the Rub of the Green. And we'll bring that segment back every time that Peter Green is officiating a game.
Let's just enjoy the music.
All right, Pete, we've got a show to get on with.
All right, let's move on.
Good music. Yeah. Thank you to those guys that wrote that and played that for us.
Thanks.
They're just in the studio.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. They're leaving now. Ooh, doors closing. Yeah, great.
Bye.
See you later.
Okay, moving on to what
who else played?
Football.
Gold Coast. They almost got a win, except for the
Nicolai Topalos-Stanley.
Oh, Topalos-Stanley and the dying embers. That 4 minutes away from final whistle leveled the scores for the Newcastle Jets. This is the game, the Gold Coast game, that Clive Palmer was holding a helicopter to ransom. He wasn't, but he had a helicopter up high above the Newcastle Jets' Ausgrid Stadium. Actually, I'm not sure if it's called Ausgrid anymore.
Yes, it is.
Are you sure? Have they changed the name? I think they've recently changed the name.
No, it's called Hunter Stadium. Hunter Stadium.
Because of sponsorship agreements or disagreements. I don't know.
But
Freedom of Speech was the banner.
Yes, Freedom of Speech was the banner, which was paraded around the stadium for 3 hours before kickoff by Clive Palmer.
You know what? Who cares? Yeah. I don't care. It was dark anyway. The banner was only... He probably didn't get his 3 hours worth there.
Pretty much. Waste of money.
Oh, right. There's a couple... So that game ended in a 1-1 draw. That means that Newcastle Jets are a much better likelihood to make the finals, and the top six probably will keep their spot over Sydney FC. Unless Sydney win their final three games. Final two games, sorry. They've won the first one. Two more. The final match that they play is against Newcastle Jets, so that'll be the decider.
Okay, to work out, if Sydney FC can make it into the finals, they need to win their next two games to guarantee that they will get in. If they win one, draw one, it means that Brisbane have to beat or draw against Jets next weekend, or Adelaide have to beat or draw against Heart in the final round. 3 points, it'll be very, very close if they can try and get something, but ideally Sydney FC have to get two wins to be able to guarantee it.
Whatever team you follow, You know what would be a really good idea to do to see where your team is going to finish up at the end of the season?
What do you have to do?
Well, I think you know, Pete Novakovsky, what you have to do is jump on the Football Sack website and head to our predictor, our Hyundai A-League ladder predictor, and that will tell you exactly how your team is going to finish on the ladder if you just put in the results.
What's the link? Because I've forgotten what the link is.
Oh, it's thefootballsack.com.
Oh, cool.
And then click on the predictor tab.
Oh, predictor, right on. Yeah, cool.
Have you never been there?
Oh, it's pretty cool. So what, we just type
Supernova.
In we type in our scores, what we think is going to
exactly
happen.
That's exactly right.
And it pops up on the ladder. That is really cool.
And that stays updated, the table there. So you can also use it as the table. It's a great little thing. Thank you to Tom Nelson who made that for us. It's just beautiful. And we'll have that every season going forward. There are a couple games on today. You might have already seen them. Know what the result is. We don't know what the result is because it's the sack on Sunday. And we record on a Sunday morning.
I don't know, the fact that our name is the sack on Sunday, it kind of gives it away, but whatever. There is Brisbane Roar versus Adelaide and Perth Glory versus Central Coast. Those two games kicking off on Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. Yeah, that's pretty much all we can predict, that those games will go ahead.
They will go ahead.
They will
go
ahead.
You heard it here first on the Football Sack podcast.
Yeah, there you go. You get your news on the Football Sack on Sunday podcast. Yeah. They're going ahead.
Right, let's have a look at what's happening on the Football Sack website. Sack Attack.
There's a new Sack Attack comic.
Great Sack Attack. I love it.
Talk us through. What's the latest Sack
Attack?
Well,
this one's about Adelaide United, and it's entitled The Football Gods and What They're Telling Adelaide United. We won't reveal it. I don't think we should reveal it. But there's some other great ones. There's about four comics up there now. You should check all of them. They're all relevant. My favourite one is still Flares, which is the first one that went up.
Flare pads are so good.
Yeah, comparing Melbourne Victory's flares that they generally put up. There was no flares last night in the game, just by the way. Victory did well on that front, just decided to rip some chairs up instead. Maybe we can do a little comic about that one.
Maybe we can. I think we could. Let's start scribbling down our ideas now.
I'll get Agaki Bautista onto that, who is our comic genius and also our graphic designer.
Cool.
Yeah, we're moving on up. We've got a graphic designer on board.
That's pretty awesome.
Hey, Pete.
Yes.
You know what's happening soon?
What's happening
soon? The New South Wales Premier League.
Is it?
And?
Actually, I should know. I work for Football New South Wales.
And the VPL.
And the VPL.
Victorian Premier League. And all the other state leagues. Isn't that great?
This is pretty cool.
Yeah. So on the Football Sack podcast, you'll slowly realise or you'll come to listen that we'll add some New South Wales Premier League stuff in, some VPL stuff as the weeks wear on, because we've got to find something to talk about when the Hyundai A-League isn't playing and the Socceroos only play every... now and then.
Once every so often.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about New South Wales Premier League a little bit more and also about the Victorian Premier League. We're going to get Scotty Condon on the line at some point.
Our man in Melbourne town.
Yeah, our man in Melbourne. On the ground. Talking to the people.
Yeah.
He's very knowledgeable on the VPL.
And we're pretty good with Football New South Wales, so I think we'll be fine for the New South Wales Premier League. But if you do have pieces of information, if you're heading along to the games, contact us at info@thefootballsack.com.
Yeah.
Or send us a tweet and we might be able to meet up with you at the game, say g'day.
We'd love to meet up with you.
You could buy us a drink, you know, the usual deal.
Now, you've mentioned the email address info@thefootballsack.com.
Yes.
We've had some correspondence.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
People love talking to us, don't they?
We do ask for the correspondence.
Oh, that's true.
So it's not unexpected.
Okay, cool. So what's been happening this week via the email feed?
Right. Coney 2012.
Yes.
I'm not going to talk about it. Everyone knows what it is. Yep. But we thought we'd have a bit of fun.
If you have no idea what Coney 2012 is, you have been living under a rock.
Get out from under the rock.
Yep.
And don't worry. Well, you can watch the video if you want to, but...
it goes for half an hour. It's well worth listening.
Yeah,
and watching.
It's a good listen.
Anyway, yes, what did we do about
Coney? Oh, well, we did a few funny little memes. Some pictures on the Football Sack Facebook. It was an exclusive on the Facebook page.
Yep.
So if you haven't had a look at it, go there and check out that. And then we posted it on Twitter, the links to the Facebook page, to get people to like the page.
Yes.
Right. This is from Steve, who replied as a result of that.
Okay. Hi, Steve. What did Steve have to say?
Shall I put on an accent for Steve?
Go for it.
Shall it be the French accent from the start of the show?
Why not? Do it.
Very disappointing to read your tweets in regards to the horrific situation of murder, rape, and torture of you children in Uganda. The perpetrator of such conduct should spend time in Uganda for educational purpose. Not a good look for people purposing to represent the Hyundai A-League.
Well, thanks, Steve. We don't purport to represent the Hyundai A-League. We don't represent the Hyundai A-League at all.
No.
We like to report on it.
Yeah.
We don't represent them.
We represent ourselves.
Yeah, we represent the Football Sack. And we are more than happy to have a little bit of a laugh.
But thank you very much for sending in the email, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, no, but thank you for contacting us. Not to say that if you do contact the Football Sack, we'll just rip you to shreds by email.
Exactly.
No, thank you for contacting us. And if you were offended by those images...
We do apologise.
We apologise, yeah.
Yeah, it was all but it's harmless all
a bit
fun.
Of, yeah, a bit of light-hearted humour. We don't, obviously...
condone any of those actions.
Oh, yeah, the murder, rape and torture. No, well, of course not. No one does, mate. That's a serious issue. We are not a serious show.
Let's go on to the next email, because that email has been...
very well and truly dealt with.
Next one, please.
Just a g'day from Jackson.
Oh, hi, Jackson.
G'day, Jackson.
How are you today, Jackson? Hope you're well.
He says, my name is Jackson, and he's from Newcastle. He's wondering if he can help us out.
Oh, cool.
He's from Newey, so wanting to be a bit of a football journo. And we're always on the lookout for new aspiring journos to help us out. We'll get in touch, mate. He's offering his services, basically. He said he grew up, and all he told his dad when he was younger was that he wanted to be a football journo.
Oh, that's so cool.
What did you tell your dad when you were younger?
I wanted to be a fire truck.
Yeah, I was like... You are a fire truck.
I wanted to be a fire truck.
The fire truck, not the a fire truck. Fireman. Just yeah.
I wanted to be a fire truck. Like Ralph Wiggum wanted to be a caterpillar or a principal. I wanted to be a fire truck.
Yep. No, well, Jackson, we'll get in touch. The Northern New South Wales State League, I think it is. That runs up there, so we might get you to have a look at that.
Definitely.
If you're not already.
And look, if you do comment on, for instance, Football West or Football Tasmania or any other football state league, get in contact with us and we can chuck your articles up there and
work
something out.
Over the next few months, we are going to be reporting on all state leagues across the country.
Across the football universe!
Yeah, as much as we can. Yeah. As much as people help us out and give us some content, we're more than happy to put it up on thefootballsack.com.
Awesome.
Look, Pete Novikovsky, we've had a good show.
We have.
It's been quick. It's been fun. We figured out who had the rub of the green.
Yes.
That was Andrew Durante and who was the other guy? Manny Muscat.
Yes.
From Wellington Phoenix.
Correct.
Talk to you a little bit about what's on the Football Sack website. Thefootballsack.com. Should check it out.
Yeah. And we also had an awesome chat to Victory Blog. So.
Yeah. James Parkinson, thank you for joining us on the show.
Yeah.
I'd like to get him on another time, especially when we win as a Sydney FC fan.
Yeah.
We can always talk to him after a game. Exactly. We should probably reciprocate and be on the show when Victory win again, so he can give us a bit of stick.
Yeah, we should.
On iTunes at the moment is obviously this Football Sack podcast. We would love you to subscribe to the show and just show that you're listening. But what that does for you, if you subscribe, that gives you every episode automatically downloaded to your iTunes library.
And look, if you don't subscribe, it obviously shows that you don't love us. So if you don't love us, then whatever. But
very much putting the guilt trip on
our listeners. Yeah, pretty
much. Well, we'll do that this week. Yeah.
Well, it's just like if you don't vote for us in Footy Fans Down Under Awards, we kill a kitten. If you don't subscribe to us on iTunes or on Twitter or on Facebook, then that's it. You're banned from us.
I don't know if I voted yet.
You probably should vote because voting ends in, I think it's about 9 days' time. Get onto it before it runs out.
All right. My name is Matt Greenlaw, editor of the Football Sack. Joining me in the studio was Supernova Pete.
Supernova Pete. Signing out.
Yeah. Thank you for listening, guys.
That was the Football Sack podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes to stay up to date with all of the football action across Australia.